This is Radio EcoShock with your host, Alex Smith.
Groundbreaking new science from Australia warns the Earth will likely warm by at least 4 degrees C by the year 2100 if we keep on our current energy path. That's well beyond levels considered safe and very dangerous for humans and most species. We've reached the lead author of this new study. Let's get the details from Professor Steve Sherwood at the University of New South Wales in Australia. Dr. Sherwood, welcome to Radio EcoShock.
Thank you. Hi.
Well, hi there. And, you know, I've spoken with cloud specialists before. One of my favorites is Professor Tim Garrett at the University of Utah. And I came away with the impression that cloud formation is one of the last frontiers of climate study. Why are clouds so tricky, and why are they so important to what happens in the climate?
Well, there's a lot of things that are tricky in the climate system, but clouds are particularly important because they really change the amount of sunlight that the Earth absorbs. So if you didn't have any clouds in the atmosphere, we'd be absorbing a lot more sunlight, and we'd also the planet would also be emitting a lot more infrared radiation. So they play a big role in regulating the planet's temperature.
And how were you able to make predictions about changes in these clouds as the Earth warms?
Well, lots of groups around the world run simulations of the climate, and one of the key things that happens in these simulations when you run them out into the future with growing amounts of greenhouse gases is that sometimes they show the amount of cloud in the atmosphere decreasing. But other calculations don't show that, and no one has really been able to explain why you get this divergence of behavior. And if they do decrease, it makes the Earth warm a lot more because it then absorbs more sunlight as it's warming up. And what we did was to basically tease out one of the main things that was causing this divergence of behavior and show how it was causing, identify a mixing mechanism in the atmosphere and show how that was causing clouds to disappear in some of these calculations.
So as I understand it, some of the moisture that comes off the Earth goes up and becomes clouds and some of it does not. Can you talk about that just for a minute?
Well, the hydrologic cycle involves evaporation from the ocean surface, which goes up and rains out. And that rain keeps the atmosphere warm as it's losing energy to space through thermal emission. And what we did was identified a particular sort of additional thing that happens sort of on top of this, which doesn't add anything to the evaporation or precipitation, but it moves water vapor away from the surface, where most of the clouds that are so important for the Earth's climate sensitivity are formed.
I'm still not really grasping what's going to change if we get into a warmer world as we progress with more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. What? More clouds? Fewer clouds? How does it work?
Right. So the finding of our study is that we do expect to get fewer clouds near the surface in a warmer climate. And the reason for that is because this additional mixing process, which exchanges air between the boundary layer near the surface of the oceans and areas higher up in the atmosphere, becomes more and more important. It starts moving more water vapor away from where the clouds need it, and you start losing the clouds. And in some of our calculations of global warming, this process wasn't represented correctly. And so in those calculations, the clouds didn't decrease, and you didn't get as much warming. So this brings us back to, as you mentioned at the beginning of the program, are finding that we would expect at least 4 degrees of warming by the end of the century. And that's because all the calculations that are doing this process correctly were showing the climate to be sensitive enough to greenhouse gases that they would produce at least that much warming by then under a business-as-usual, continued growth of emissions kind of future scenario.
Right. We just have to go from the 280 parts per million of CO2 equivalent in pre-industrial times to about 560, or a doubling, and then we would reach the kind of heating you're talking about, 4 degrees or perhaps.
Well, if you project forward continued economic growth and continued fossil fuel use, we could end up well above that. We could end up more than tripling. The prediction is that we would more than triple the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere by the end of this century. And that's what gives you this at least 4 degrees warming.
Well, Steve Sherwood, if we continue on our fossil fuel path, how soon would we see a significant change in cloud formation, or is it happening already?
Well, it may well be happening already. The problem is that the observations of clouds that we have are really not good enough to spot the very small, very subtle changes that would accompany this process that we've discovered. So we really don't know if the clouds are thinning out as expected or not. And it may be many years before we have a long enough record of high enough, of accurate enough observations to be able to tell.
Fair enough. Well, are we getting more certainty about the way the climate will respond due to the science that you're doing?
Yeah, I don't think that this one study resolves the huge uncertainties that we have about clouds, but you know, I think it's a big step forward. It's the first time anybody has been able to really make sense out of the calculations that have been going on around the world and why they've been giving different answers, and I think it's given us a much bigger clue into what's going to control the way clouds change in a warming climate. And it's unfortunate that the answer turns out not to be good in terms of what this implies for the severity of our future climate changes.
Right. Well, you know, in 2011, in July, there was a conference in Australia called 4 Degrees or More, Australia in a Hot World. It was at the University of Melbourne. And right now, I know Australia is already suffering from its hottest year ever in 2013. Plenty of records broken, bushfires going. It's still pretty hot there, I guess. How can Australia survive even 2 degrees more, much less 4?
Yeah, that is a very good question. You know, a lot of people assume that we'll adapt to whatever happens. And that's an untested assumption, and 2 degrees would be pretty bad, but 4 degrees would be far, far worse. And it's unfortunate that we're having to start looking at 4 degrees to see what that would look like. But I think our study shows that we need to look at that so that we can know what it is that we would be in for if we didn't start taking much stronger actions around the world to try to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions.
Well, other scientists like John Schellenhuber in Germany or Kevin Anderson in the UK, even Dr. Hansen in the US are saying we've got 2 degrees centigrade probably already baked into the system, so it looks like we're just going to go over that cliff.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a cliff. I'd call it a rocky slope that you really want to not go down any more than you absolutely have to. So it may be that 2 degrees is something that would require really heroic efforts at this point to stop, but we have to really try to limit how far beyond that we would ever go.
Well, I see two Japanese scientists find your work is convincing. When you talk with other scientists, do they generally agree with your work, or are you getting some doubts and resistance, which I guess is natural to science? I mean, doubt is part of the scientific method, but how's it going?
My general sense is that people are very excited by this result and by the doors it opens for more ways that we can go to try to get a better handle on clouds. There are varying degrees of acceptance of the conclusion that this really means that there's going to be more than 4 degrees of warming. There is other evidence out there that suggests a lower sensitivity. I think that evidence is questionable as well. And so I think there's still, I wouldn't say that we've solved the problem, but I think people are excited by it. And then, of course, you've got your usual crowd of contrarians and deniers who will never accept any study that comes along that says climate change is bad. But apart from them, I think there's a general encouragement by the study, but also, yeah, some skepticism around maybe some of the details and how well we really know that the sensitivity is going to be high.
Well, as you sort of look over your shoulder, have you formed an idea of what a 4-degree change would mean to the world?
Well, yeah, it's something you don't really like thinking about, but I think that is about the point where many tropical, humid tropical regions would become very difficult to live in, and I think you'd start to see populations migrating out of them because it's just too tough during the warm season. Agriculture would be really difficult, and just human comfort would be very much of a problem. And I think also the stress on the ecosystems around the world would become severe at that level. I think, you know, the 2 degrees, a lot of things might sort of muddle through, but by 4 degrees, almost every natural ecosystem in the world is going to be suffering conditions on a regular basis that are way outside the envelope in which it evolved. And I think that would be probably devastating to a lot of these ecosystems. So that's, it's not a good picture what you see at 4 degrees, let alone the even larger amounts that we know have happened in Earth's past and could happen again.
How did you get started in the field of cloud study, and is there a community of scientists hard at work here?
Absolutely. There is a global community of people who have always been working on clouds. If you're working on clouds and climate, you know you're working on a tough problem, but for me that makes it exciting. I started off as a physicist, and I kind of fell into this business by accident. I wanted to do something more sort of real world, and kind of discovered this. And I really hope that young people who are interested in physics or even chemistry or mathematics and looking for something interesting to do should look into this field, because we need people like that to help crack these difficult problems.
Is there anything you'd like to add as we wrap this up?
No, I think you've asked some good questions, and I'm encouraged by your interest, and I hope your listeners will go out and find more about this if they're interested.
Well, I'm going to put some links to this work, at least the abstract and some articles about it, in my show blog at ecoshock.info, so people can follow up that way. We've been talking with Professor Steve Sherwood from the University of South Wales in Australia. His new paper, Spread in Model Climate Sensitivity Traced to Atmospheric Convective Mixing, was just published in the journal Nature. It's caused a stir in the media and climate science. And Steve, thank you so much for talking with us on Radio EcoShock.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
I'm Alex Smith.
Radio EcoShock.